Hey there, Curiosity Builders. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, visionaries, and changemakers who are on a mission of chasing big ideas, telling epic stories, and leaving living legacies. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative and curious life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast and find yourself inspired to break through the barriers that hold you back and keep you stuck from getting your work to work. There's something to be said about having a productive, creative habit. Doing your work, transforming ideas into art, and sharing it with the world. But what happens when there's nothing there? When no matter what you do, the desperation of a deadline reverberates off the walls of your creative emptiness. The fear of the blank page is always in the back of our minds. We constantly hear to stick to our processes and habits when this happens. But if you've got nothing to feed the process doesn't run. And your mind begins to whisper tales of your creative failure. Fortunately, sometimes all you need in moments like these is a little algorithmic-fueled curiosity. Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/502. For the past week or so, I've been wrestling with coming up with ideas. Whether it's for this podcast or for my newsletter, it just felt plain empty inside. And it didn't matter what I did to get those ideas flowing again. A lot of my ideas come in the shower, so naturally I was, trying to think of ideas while taking a shower. I was reading more and more diverse books. I was even going for walks, trying to clear my head. I was doing my morning pages. But no matter what happened, the ideas just weren't there. And it was in this moment that I remembered something that James Clear said on Twitter in response to a question of how he comes up with ideas, in which he said, "Read a lot. When I feel like I'm running low on ideas, it's a sign that I need to read more." So that's a challenge to anyone that loves to read. So what did I do? I checked out as many books as I possibly could from the library's online app, and I just read and I read and I read. And yet, just emptiness. It didn't matter. And despair actually started to creep in. I was getting really anxious because there was always something there. And at first I thought, what if I fed that emptiness into the process? I'm sure I could talk about that. But that wasn't enough for me. It wasn't enough to hang a whole episode on. But last night, I actually decided to do something different, and it wasn't an intentional action. It was just the byproduct of being bored. The first thing that I did is I watched Sonic the Hedgehog. Not the most serious of films. It's not cinema. But it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Then after that, I decided to read the lyrics to one of my favorite songs by Devin Townsend called Lucky Animals. And from there, the YouTube rabbit trail began. The first thing that I found was the unofficial music video for Lucky Animals, featuring Devin in his backyard, being a dork, dancing to the song. Perfect. I love this guy. This is exactly what I want. This is exactly what I want to see. This is exactly what I want to hear. But then from there, as I was scrolling down in the YouTube app, I started seeing all these reaction videos of vocal coaches and classical composers to heavy metal music. And that's when I struck algorithmic gold. There's a channel called Lost in Vegas, featuring Ryan and George reacting to songs such as Kingdom by Devin Townsend. And that's where it started for me. And I just searched and searched through their vast channel of reactions. And I looked for their hot takes on Metallica's Saint Anger and all of the different things that I wasn't going to really think that I wanted to hear about. But as they respond to Pull Me Under by Dream Theater and their heads are bobbing and they're just shouting, having a great time, I'm like, yes, this is exactly what I needed to see right now. Because it's in moments like these when you can experience the joy and happiness and response of someone loving what they're hearing where you identify where you can grow. It was in this moment where I'm like, yes, I want to be able to just freeform my thoughts and reactions in real time. I want to learn from them. And so in this episode, instead of scripting out this entire thing, I reverted to something I did earlier in the days of just riffing off bullet points. And it really is because experiencing Lost in Vegas last night. So I encourage you, ask yourself this question: where can algorithms help your creative process? Maybe it's in the Kindle app where it recommends books to read, or those annoying emails that Amazon sends me saying, have you read this book? Which is really just, you know, sniffing my history on my computer and sending me suggestions of books that I've added to my reading list already. Sometimes the algorithms aren't helpful, but then maybe the algorithm will suggest new people to follow or new people to discover. Maybe it's recommended videos on YouTube. When you can allow the algorithm to assist you, it can transform your creative process in ways that sometimes you just really need that assist. Now, here's the interesting thing. I definitely don't want to make this part of my ongoing habit because I spent a lot of time last night on YouTube, more than I really wanted to spend. But I had a great time because Ryan and George are funny. They love what they do. They're happy people. And I want to be like them. I want to be with them. I want to hang out with them. They're cool guys. And it's in these moments where I'm willing to let go of that desire to not spend so much time and just allow those moments of delight and surprise to take me to places that I just wouldn't have gone otherwise. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.